This is program number LW2162. Well, you know, a lot of us like to think ourselves well-educated, well-read, well-informed people. I am convinced, though, that we depend too much on a handful of television networks to supply us with both entertainment and all the information, just about anyway, that we think we could possibly need. Hi, this is Larry West. There's a growing number of people, though, trying to do something about that in their own personal lives. Some families have solved the problem with one quick motion. They have gotten rid of the TV set. And they are noticing how much peace and quiet they have when the television is gone. You know, it is amazing how much time we spend watching television, even though we may call ourselves moderate viewers. But our children? Our children often don't adjust so easily. Have you ever noticed how when your children are deprived of the programs they habitually watch, they're literally at loose ends? They often get mad about it. I'm concerned about our children and their abilities being underdeveloped, largely due to too much TV. When you tell a lot of children to turn the TV off and read a book, they look upon reading a book like it were a chore. That's doing something like homework. You know, just knowing how to read a book doesn't necessarily make one a reader. Reading is what I'm emphasizing today. Reading. It's important. Got a suggestion for you today. Why not start a family reading hour? Now, it's nothing you force on anyone. It's just something you make available. Tell your family that you're going to read a book out loud every night from 7 to 8 o'clock, and anyone who wants to listen is welcome. You might be surprised as to how the group will grow. Did you know that most parents who conscientiously read to their preschoolers stop when their children enter the first grade? But it's then, in the early grades, really, when a child needs to be motivated most to learn to read. Children are often told that an exciting event is going to take place when they get to the first grade. They're going to learn to read. But a big disappointment comes when the first week of school is over and they still can't open interesting books and read them. Sometimes even the best textbooks are dull. So if these books are their only contact with the printed word, it's no wonder that they end up disappointed. And well, sometimes they even feel cheated. But if we keep on reading to our children when they are in their early grades, we keep their hopes up. And it's amazing that, maybe you've noticed this, that children can understand and even like books much too hard for them to read. They often, in fact, want complicated and exciting stories, even if they can't make out all the words. And you know, really, when you think about that, it makes sense. You've noticed how children can understand, well, sophisticated television dramas, but they can't read adult plays when they're 7 or 8 years old. The point is, go ahead and read to them. They want it. They need it. Now, I'm told that reading to older children not only helps them to develop their reading skills, but it also helps them even with their writing. I don't know if you are aware of it or not, but it's amazing that more and more high school seniors can't write even a complete sentence. They can't organize a paragraph. Surprised? Well, think about it. How many complete sentences do they hear spoken? I mean, a lot of the time we talk in just brief, incomplete phrases. Going to town? Yeah. Me too. See what I mean? So if children are not readers, it's almost impossible for them to learn to write well. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I am concerned for our children. If you are a parent searching for some good reading material, I'd like to suggest to you a novel idea. I want to recommend to you a book filled with adventure stories, love stories, action stories, war stories. In it, you will find drama and suspense. I'm talking about the Bible. Maybe your little boy, your little girl would like an exciting story about buried treasure. It's all there. Maybe there's a buried treasure in your own home. I'm talking about the buried treasure under a film of dust and neglect. Your Bible. Why not read your children the Bible? I have a Bible study course I think will help. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.